Now that the microphone's on, the committee will come to order. Members, the chair doesn't anticipate this particular bill taking very long. So Representative, before we begin, chair understands there's two amendments, and those are being sent out to committee members shortly. The chair is in possession of both of them, and they're relatively short amendments. So what the chair is going to do is let Representative Sain go ahead and begin debating the bill as a whole. And then when he gets done, we'll take a look at the amendments. Representative Sain, gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Spoiler alert, I think the two amendments that are coming, everyone will agree on those. And I think you'll probably agree with the rest of the bill because it is a technical correction bill. So technically, we can all be correct tonight and get out of here very quickly, as I'm sure staff would like to get out of here and vote this bill out of here. You've got the summary before you. But it really is pretty simple. It's just different things in the budget that passed that needed technical corrections, language changes, and so forth. Some were offered by members where things were in their district, maybe worded wrong. We used the example in our caucus today is if you had a city of Duplin and a Duplin County, which you know, there's not a city of Duplin, but things were misnamed in the budget bill. So we correct those in different places. As you look through the bill, we try to keep it as concise as possible. The Senate has not had a real appetite for a lot of these technical corrections. I don't know why they wouldn't want to go back and visit that wonderful budget bill that we all saw come through here and spent just a little bit of time on this year. But apparently they wanted to keep it as small as we could. So we try to get to the things that aren't time sensitive. The other corrections will come. This will be kind of a start to the corrections process, as we always have. Section 1.1, for example, revises grant recipients for allocations from the State Emergency Response and Disaster Relief Fund. It's made in the money report detail from Johnson County and Madison County. Section 1.2, I'm not going to read it all to you, but just to give you kind of a taste of what's in here, revises the preemption of certain local government actions in Section 5.9 of Session Law 2023-134 to eliminate certain unintended impacts on local government solid waste programs. Very exciting stuff there. Section 1.3 clarifies that the use of funds received by local governments from the federal or state government for the purpose of a grant project can be used in accordance with either the grant contract or the settlement agreement, if it is in fact a settlement agreement and not a grant contract that outlines the appropriate use of the funds in question. So you'll see many other items listed in your review there of the bill. Other things, I think I know one in my area was something for the town of Troutman with, if you look at Section 4.2, that's some of our local members there. It was a water and sewer infrastructure project, making sure that they got that wording right. It wasn't quite right when it came out in the budget. So it's many things like that, Mr. Chairman. It gets into other member projects that were listed, and it's basically just changes into how things were worded. For example, if you look at Section 6.2, changes purpose from fire departments to emergency medical services, things of that nature. So nothing that should be controversial to anybody here in the room. It's just part of the budget process, and I'm not sure if you've got those amendments ready, but the presenter of the bill would welcome those if they're ready and stand for any questions.
Members, please let the chair know if you don't have a copy of the amendment on your dashboard. It's in your email.
And it is also up on the dashboard.
And now it's also up on the dashboard, the chair is told. Chair believes all members are in possession, and if the members just want to take a brief look at both of those amendments, the chair would propose grouping the amendments if there's no objection to that. So seeing none, we'll try to do that. Representative Reeves, strike that. Chair believes one of the amendments, Representative John, gentlemen, want to speak to that, your amendment, which is ANDA 35 version 4.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very briefly, this just corrects an inadvertent omission in the budget bill. and raises the salary of the Director of Indigent Defense Services to slightly more than the public defender. Will not require any adjustment of money. The funds, as I understand it, are available in the Indigent Services Defense Services budget, so there would be no change there. I don't know of any objection to the amendment.
Chair anticipates the Director of Indigent Defense Services is also in favor of this amendment.
I believe that is correct.
Well deserved. Members, is there any other discussion or debate on this amendment? The chair will just move to the next one and we'll do a group vote. Hearing none, Representative Torbett, you want to speak to the other amendment, which is your amendment?
Just briefly, Mr. Chairman, basically what this does, because of the extent of time it took for us to complete our budget, it ate through a lot of the grant application time. This is basically puts that time on the back end, so it extends the time back to its operational purpose.
Any discussion or debate on this amendment? Members, the chair believes every staff member of the General Assembly is in the room today, and so now's the time. If you have a question about anything, certainly there's somebody in here who's able to answer that question. Well, seeing none. Representative Sain, gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that, let's see, we got to adopt the amendments first, right?
Yeah. Jim, want to speak to the amendments?
Well, I'll speak to the amendments. Like I said in the presentation earlier, I know you were listening, that I believe that these amendments were fantastic and should be included in the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, if there's no further discussion or debate on the amendments, we're going to vote on them in a block. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Ayes have it, and the amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Is there any discussion or debate on the bill as amended?
Move for a favorable, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing none, Representative Torbett moves for a favorable report to the and strike that. Members, there is a piece. This is a PCS, and the chair didn't say this in the beginning, but without objection, the PCS that we've been talking about and have already amended will be before the committee, and it is before the committee. Therefore, Representative Torbett moves for a favorable report to the PCS for Senate Bill 508 as amended, rolled into a new PCS unfavorable to the original bill, with leave for staff to make technical and conforming changes, which should not take long with the 100 members of staff who are here tonight and listen to this enthralling debate. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Ayes have it. The bill receives a favorable report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee.
Thank you, members. Staff. There being no further business before the committee is now adjourned.